Praise the name of the Lord. All right, praise God. Well, just let's go ahead and jump right into the Word of God. Turn in your Bibles to the book of James, the third chapter. The book of James, chapter 3. James, chapter 3. James chapter 3. And I want to read one verse. For now, I'm going to read to you one verse, but then we'll come back to the third chapter of James and read some other verses. But verse 13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Now, let me read that question again. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness, done in the meekness of what? In the meekness of wisdom. And I've been hitting points here and there when it comes to wisdom, and I want to revisit some things again. Hallelujah. And that's my subject tonight, wisdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Do you know, and you probably do, some of you Bible scholars anyway, do you know the Greek word for wisdom is Sophia? Sophia. Amen. And if anybody watching, I don't know if we have a Sophia in here tonight, but if you're watching, your name means wisdom. Hallelujah. So I would advise, if your name is Sophia, learn wisdom. If you don't know wisdom already, let me back up on that. No matter what your name is, learn wisdom. Amen. Seek the wisdom of God, all right? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And the Hebrew word for wisdom is chokmah. I guess I'm pronouncing it right, C-H-O-K-M-A-H. And one of the definitions is this, is to make the right choices at the opportune time. Making the right choices at the opportune time. Hallelujah. Now, we need wisdom. We need wisdom to understand spiritual things and to understand natural things. All of us are supposed to be growing in wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to finish reading some verses. Well, I'll read the rest of the chapter, but I'll pick it up once again at verse 13. Now, this is the Word of God. Amen. The question is asked, who is wise and understanding among you? So now, if you, I say you, but that applies to me too. If we are people of wisdom, then we should be bearing fruit, right? We should be bearing fruit. There should be something about us that will tell other people, that's a wise man, or that's a wise woman, or that's a wise person. Amen. So, verse 13 again, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? By good conduct. Now, this is the Bible, folks. This is the Bible. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness, in the meekness of wisdom. Now, we're talking about the wisdom of God right now, all right? We're talking about the wisdom of God. Well, actually, we're talking about two different types of wisdom here that we're going to cover. But there's the wisdom of God, and then there is worldly wisdom, earthly wisdom. Let's read on. Verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic, or devilish. Amen. So we can be wise to the world and the worldly ways and completely ignorant of God's ways. Look at somebody and tell them God's way is always the best way. Listen, verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Now that's the wisdom, earthly wisdom, demonic wisdom. Look at this, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Now, I hope you listening. Hope everybody that can hear me, whether you can just hear the audible or you see me, I hope you're really listening. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Let's let that sink in a little bit. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. And I'll go ahead and read verse 18. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. A person that's walking in wisdom from above is a person that will seek peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. They are children of God. Hallelujah. If you know anybody, and if you do, please don't call their name, but if you know anyone that's always stirring up stuff, always keeping something going, you know, that's not a person that's walking in wisdom. Not in the wisdom of God, anyway. Wherever that person is, there's some type of confusion all the time. No. That person is not walking in the wisdom of God. We are known as peacemakers. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Now, We need wisdom for everyday living. When it comes time to make a decision, sometimes they are very important decisions that you make. You want to make sure that you're walking and living in the wisdom of God and hearing from God when it comes to making these decisions. Even if you don't hear God speaking, you have enough of the Word of God in you to know that this is the right thing. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, I want to say this. Wisdom from God comes as a result of prayer, hearing the Word of God, and living according to the Word of God. Now, I want to read that to you again. Wisdom from God comes as a result of prayer, hearing the Word of God, and living according to the Word of God. Flip back to the first chapter of James, very first chapter. And I'll just begin reading verse 1 here. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Amen. By the way, that doesn't say I actually started at verse 2. Let me back up to verse 1. All right. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Now, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces" what? "Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Everybody say, lacking nothing. Now look at verse 5. This is where I'm going. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God." Now, if you're going to ask God for wisdom, what are you doing? You're praying. Amen. Jesus said, when we pray, to ask the Father in his name for what we want or what we desire. Am I right? So, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, or you can say, let him pray to God, or let him pray to God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Hallelujah. That's prayer. When you ask God for something, that's prayer. That's the prayer petition. Verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." How many of you know when we pray, we need to pray in faith? We need to pray in faith. When we ask God for something, we need to ask God in faith. Believing that he's going to meet that need. So, listen to this. The Word of God promises us that if we ask God for wisdom in any given situation, the Word of God says God is going to answer that prayer if we ask in faith. How many of you, you don't even have to raise your hand because it's probably unanimous because we live on the earth, but But how many, and don't raise your hand, but how many of you have been facing a situation or some circumstance and you went before God with it, and the whole time your head was yelling at you, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. It's never this. You're going to have to live with this. You're going to have to deal. Well, your mother had this, or your daddy had this, or your granddaddy or your grandmother had this, or you know that's just the way it is. You're just going to have to deal with it. You're just going to have to live with it. You know, I remember reading, and I think I heard him say to Brother Kenneth E. Hagin about when you come before God in prayer and spending time with God, you need to get your mind quiet. How many of you know your mind will yell at you, scream at you? You can raise your hand on this one. You know what I'm talking about? You go in your prayer room to pray, and you're seeking God, but you before the Lord in prayer and fellowship, and all of a sudden something pop in your mind. You know, did you turn the pot off? Did you turn the stove off? Did you leave the iron on? I believe some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And all kind of things come to your mind that's trying to distract you. And so I remember him saying this, you know, that one of the things we need to do is get our mind quiet. And I believe one of the ways to do this, too, is to pray in the Spirit. Pray in other tongues. Just spend that time before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still here? So we got to know that if we ask God for wisdom, He already promised us that He would give us wisdom in any given situation. Are you having some hardships right now? Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord, and He'll walk you right on through it. I want to read. Let me read this again before we move on, because I want you to grab this. I'm going back up to verse 2 before we move on. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It didn't say God put them on you. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. Can I help you with something? And I'm not telling you something you don't already know if you've been saved any period of time. Your faith is going to be tested. The devil is going to test it, see what you're made of. It's going to be tested. But the Word of God said, you know, when we attempt it and test it, don't blame God. Sometimes it's our own fault. Sometimes it's a lack of wisdom on our own as a result of decisions we have made. Sometimes we blame the devil for something that we did ourselves. You know, if we overeat and get sick, do we blame the devil for that? laying in the bed at night, your stomach hurting, all because you ate too much. And you knew you shouldn't have got that second plate. This is me personally. I'm talking about me personally. I ain't talking about anybody else. But I don't visit buffets as often as I used to. I have nothing against buffets, okay? Can I get amen on that? Yeah, I have absolutely nothing against buffets, but the temptation is great because you want a little bit of this and want a little bit of that and want a little bit of time. You get a little bit, you got a lot on your plate. Now, I didn't say I don't go to buffet restaurants. I just don't go as often as I used to because the temptation is to eat too much. And you know how we think, don't you? That's exactly how we think. The price of food has gone up. So you're going to try to get your money's worth. It's not likely to happen, folks. Amen. Well, I'll move on. Am I meddling too much? Somebody said I was. We'll get you some salve at the end of the service. You can rub on your toes, rub on your feet if I'm stepping on. Hallelujah. But let me say this again. Wisdom from God comes as a result of prayer, hearing the word of God, and living according to the word of God. Now, let me say this before I move on. Not only can we ask God for wisdom in certain circumstances or just wisdom in general, you know. I just want to live a life of wisdom. I want to be classified as a wise person. I'm talking about in the things of God. Amen. So we can pray and ask God for wisdom just in general, for daily living, for everyday decisions. Which takes me back again, and you've heard me read this one many, many times, and I want to read it to you again this evening in the book of Ephesians. Because let me tell you something. If you know a believer that's having some problems, maybe their financial problems, or maybe their family problems, or spiritual, maybe they're dealing with some spiritual issues, we can do, and we should do, the same thing that the Apostle Paul did for the church there at Ephesus, and not only the church at Ephesus, but the other churches as well. So I'm going to read this to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 is where I'll begin. He said, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." He told them, "I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for you." What was he praying? "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory," and listen what he listed first. May give to you the spirit of wisdom, that you walk in the wisdom of God, live in the wisdom of God, that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And let me read on. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. I want to know what God wants out of me. I want to know what God wants from me. How about you? And that's how we should pray for ourselves, but we should also pray for one another, that we fulfill the will of God in our lives. Are you praying that for your fellow church members? I hope you are. Are you praying that for the body of Christ and others that you know that are not a part of this church? But are you praying that the will of God will be fulfilled in their lives, that they have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God? That's the reason we are here, to please God. Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And I love this. I'm going to read the rest of the chapter. Is that all right? Amen. Hallelujah. Because this blesses me. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who what? Believe. Remember, James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. But he went on to say, but let him ask in faith. Hallelujah. Verse 19 again, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. For above all principality, glory to God. You see that? The devil can't touch him. He's above it all. And y'all do know the devil's defeated, right? Yes. Jesus defeated him. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, we need to get a revelation of that. We need to get a revelation of who Jesus is and what he has done. Amen. When you understand where Christ is and who he is, I tell you what, that takes care of the fear in your life. Amen. Y'all getting this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, remember I said that wisdom come as a result of prayer, and not just prayer, hearing and doing. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Thank you, Jesus. And I won't read all of this, but I'll pick it up at verse 24. Listen to what Jesus said. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, what's the next three words? Say what? Amen. Whoever hears these sayings of mine, which is his word, and does them, I will, so we see right here, there is hearing and doing. Hearing and doing. Now, from my experience as a pastor, and I've been pastoring a long time now, but sometimes people will hear, but you see no results in their lives. In other words, they hear the word of God, but they don't do anything about it. They come, they hear, they listen, and they walk through the doors unchanged by choice. By choice. But Jesus says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to what kind of person? A what kind of person? A wise person or a wise man who built his house on the rock. Let me tell you something. When you have the wisdom of God, that wisdom will teach you and show you how to build your house. And I'm not just talking about a physical house. I'm talking about life, life issues, things we deal with in life. So he said, I would liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended. The floods came. In other words, the tests and the trials came. The tests and the trials do come. Just because the flood comes does not mean that you have to be washed away. I sure hope you're listening to me this evening. Jesus was making a point here. Let's take another look at what he said. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man. So a wise man or a wise woman live by the word of God. They do the word of God. They read it, they hear it, and then they apply it to their lives. And Jesus says, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the flood came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on what? Founded upon on the rock. I want to leave something with you. I'm going to finish this up here, but there are several places in the Word of God where it says things like this, we'll never be put to shame. We'll not be put to shame. If we believe God, we trust God, if we do his word, do what he says, we will not be put to shame. 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 And that needs to be your confession. I hope it is, that I will not be put to shame. I will not be humiliated by the devil, because I trust God. I trust God with my life. I trust God with my being. Yes, I see this and I see that and I hear this and I hear that, but I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear, but what I am moved by is what he said. I'm moved by what he said, and that's how I'm going to conduct my life, because of what he said, and I will not be put to shame. The floods will come, the wind will blow, the ground may shake, but I'm still going to be standing when it's all over. Now that was a good place for somebody to shout right there. Still going to be standing when it's over. Still going to be standing. I'm still standing. I mean, Jesus proved that with his own life. When he was in the backside of the boat and the storm came, and the boat was taken on water, and the disciples got all excited. These very fellows that had been walking with Jesus, hearing him preach the word, seeing the miracles that he did. Now they were on the boat, and Jesus was on the boat with them. They knew he was there. But they became frightened. They even got a little testy with Jesus. Well, Jesus, don't you care that we perish? What Jesus didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, boys, I just dozed off to sleep. I'm sorry. I'm here now. I'm going to stop the storm. No, he rebuked them for their lack of faith. Didn't he? He rebuked them because of their lack of faith. Because Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And when he said, let's go to the other side, guess what he was going to do? To go to the other side. And listen, sometimes God will speak to us and tell us to do certain things. And we know we heard from God, but as soon as we start out, it just seemed like everything breaks. That just seems like everything's against you. But when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know you heard from God, it ain't got a thing to do with your emotions. It ain't got a thing to do with what people tell you you ought to be doing, ought not to be doing, but you know that you know you heard from God. Get on in the boat. You're coming out on the other side, figuratively speaking. When I say figuratively speaking, I'm not, it ain't necessarily a boat. You just understand. Y'all follow my point, right? Amen. Okay, I got to quit here. So, but let me finish. Verse 26 again. I mean, verse 25 again. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fail, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine. Now notice, there were some others that heard. They heard, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not, what? Do them, will be like a foolish man, not a wise man, like a foolish man. So it's a foolish thing to hear the word of God and then not do what you hear. Who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house just like it did the house of the wise man that built his on a rock. And it fell, and great was its fall. Let me go ahead and finish this chapter. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. A wise person will hear the word of God and they'll do the word of God, because the word of God brings wisdom. Amen? The word of God brings wisdom. Somebody shout hallelujah, will you? Glory to God. Glory to God. And I know some of you, maybe all of you, know what I'm talking about when it comes to being tested, being tried. Don't forget these words. I will never be put to shame because I am a doer of God's word. I believe what he said. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for your word. The word will not return to you void, but I pray, Father God, that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of